Give agus falchik gin tar coming low class gin la shachtan a shawl. Me Tom Cormack with you as always on a Wednesday night until 9 o'clock. And as we always say at this time, hope you can stay with us. Got a very interesting guest in studio with me tonight. Donegal coaching officer Anthony Harkin, of course, man who coached Donegal to that first All Ireland success in 1992. Anthony, a very good night to you.
Thank you, Tom.
And, of course, Anthony is here with us to discuss all coaching matters. But I suppose, first of all, I have to say to you, Anthony, congratulations. Your school today won an Ulster title.
Yes, the first time that we've won an Ulster title. We've won a number of county titles before, but it's the first time it's an Ulster title. So
that's the Loretta Milford, yeah?
Yeah, Loretta Community School in Milford. So yeah. It's nice to win that. Yeah. And congratulations to all the boys concerned and their manager, Ollie Walsh.
Yeah, certainly. There's a fascinating... A fascinating score as well. 9-18 to 8-6. So certainly no blanket defences there today, Anthony.
It certainly was not. No, it was a free scoring game. It was an unbelievable game. From what I hear, both teams had free flowing football, and we've scored a lot of goals before it earlier round. So yeah. It was nice to win it. I think we were in command for most of the game, but they came back at us towards in the second half, and we pulled out then in the end.
Yeah, that's great. I'm sure it's probably a first Ulster title, Gaelic title for Milford, is it?
It is the first Ulster Gaelic title for the community school in Milford, yeah.
Yeah, so obviously the game growing down there?
Well, the game's growing down there. There's a lot of work being put in the clubs in Fannet and in Downings and in Milford, and that's all helping in the school, and there's a lot of work going on in the school as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, certainly. It's been a good week for Donegal schools and colleges because St. Junan's under 15A qualified for the Trainer Cup semi-final today as well. That game was up in Garvahy as well. St. Junan's 5-19, Lismore Knock from Belfast 1-2. Conor O'Donnell, Pádraig McGettigan, Dylan Dugan, Keelan Diver and Ryan Dorian scored the goals for St. Junan's. And of course, earlier in the week as well, St. Junan's qualified for the, that's the under 14.5, qualified for the Columbkill Cup semi-final. They were placing Columns of Derry in that particular one. St. Junan's pipped Katie of Armagh on Monday up in Garvahy as well. And of course, Letterkenny IT ladies are celebrating All Ireland success following yesterday's Donaghy Cup ladies All Ireland success against Blanchardstown, IT Blanchardstown. That game was played in UCD grounds, and Donegal little footballer and all star Geraldine McLaughlin was captain of that Donegal side and scored, or that Letterkenny side, and scored 4-12. Imagine 4-12 out of 4-17.
It's unbelievable, feeling like we knew before we came today it was going to be tough, and it was like, but just thank God at the end, like I didn't know what way it was going to go, but we just dug deep and showed the character we have to go out and win it.
Two goals from yourself in the opening minutes, you finished with 4-12 out of 4-15 and the player of the match, but you had great support play around you as well.
Oh, definitely, like we're a very good running team, like, and when you have like the likes of Anya, Sarah Jane and Emma in there with you, it's easier with them in there as well. When Derry came on next year, just made a great...
What does it mean for you to be lifting a cup for your college as well?
Oh yeah, last time I won actually All-Ireland for the colleges was with Sligo, and was also in UCD as well, like, but to lift the cup today with these, like, they are the good crack, and they are really a family, like we all get on, we all go out together, and just incredible.
That's Geraldine McLaughlin there, free scoring 4-12 out of 4-17 in that Donaghy Cup final. That's Letterkenny IT versus IT Blanchardstown yesterday, and they needed all those scores because there was only a goal in it in the end. But Geraldine McLaughlin, Anthony, a phenomenal player, isn't she?
She's a fantastic player, yeah, and a wonderful player for her team, and she always acknowledges the work of the team. You know, it's not just about her, but she finishes off the ball. When they get the ball up to her, she can put it away.
She's a phenomenal, you know, like, and she does it at the highest level, with playing with Donegal in All Ireland finals, playing with Terminan in All Ireland colleges or a club final as well.
It's unbelievable, because I'm sure the opposition will be marking her very closely, and usually they have two players marking her, but she still seems to be able to outwit them and get the scores, and it's absolutely fantastic to have a player of her ability.
Certainly a great success for IT Letterkenny, and well, I'm delighted to say now we're joined by their manager, Eamon O'Boyle. Eamon O'Boyle, a very good night to you. We just heard the LYIT captain, Gerry McLaughlin, speak of your great triumph yesterday. I suppose the first thing we have to say to you and to the girls, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you very much, Tom. You know, it's been a while coming, but, you know, we got over the line yesterday and it was a tough battle, but, you know, the girls dug deep towards the last 10, 15 minutes and came out on top.
Yeah, and looking through the team, quite a spread of players from other counties, but quite predominantly Donegal, aren't they?
Yeah, the majority of the players are from Donegal, but like you say, like, I mean, we've had players there from Kildare, we've players from Galway, we've Sligo, Leitrim, and even there my own home county, Mayo. And, you know, we're starting to diversify around different places as well and attracting more students to the college, which is great.
Yeah, and tell me a little about this team and the campaign and the season, really.
Well, I suppose the start of every new semester, at the start of every new year, we you know, recruit players, and it's kind of an open trial for all the girls who wish to play Gaelic football to come out and have a go at it. And we're then in a league, and this year we did okay in the league. We got to the league semi-final. We were beaten, you know, in Belfast by St. Mary's and that just before Christmas. But maybe it was something that, you know, was a wake-up call, because we were winning a lot of our games handy enough. But, you know, when that did happen, then, you know, that girls themselves had a meeting, and then we met all together with management and we decided, you know, that we'd give the championship a right go. And the result then of that kind of meeting and people putting their heads down and putting in a bit of hard work was that we won the championship yesterday.
Yeah, and how many games had you? I know you had a semi-final, you had a big victory last week over Tala IT or IT Tala.
Yeah, well, the way they played it was in a round-robin type of basis. So, you know, there was two groups, four teams each. And so you play, obviously, you play your group games, and we had two home games, one away game, and then a semi-final and the final.
Yeah. And tell me, tell me a little about the team.
Well, in goal there was Aoife O'Brien. She's from Kildare. Her normal position would be fullback. And, you know, we were actually for a little while struggling to get a keeper in the college. But Aoife stood up to the mark and said that she'd play in goal. And actually yesterday was her best game of the year. And what a time to have it. You know, she saved maybe one or two certain goals. We were very, very lucky to have her. You know, in your back line, you've the two McDonald sisters from Moville, like you say, Donegal players, as well as Victoria Kelly and Annie Rose Quinn from Convoy. And then there's a spread of players in midfield. You've Cathy Deward from, again, Donegal. And then we had Anya O'Reilly from Lewisburg in Mayo. When you go up through the pitch, then there was Emily Gavin was there from Galway, and you had obviously you know, as Geraldine was playing in the full forward line, and off her then they were playing Emma McCrory again, another Donegal panelist. With Gemma Glacken as well, you know, another Donegal panelist. So there's quite an array of players there.
Yeah, and I know Dara Kelly came on from Termon, I suppose, as well, former county player, I suppose, shows you the strength and depth.
Yeah, unfortunately, Dara had been carrying an injury for most of the year. But, you know, I spoke to Dara before the game and I said to her, you know, we could be really needing your experience with 10 or 15 minutes to go. And she's like, I mean, Dara is just a true player, and she just wanted to get in there. And, you know, we were fortunate enough that we were able to spring her from the bench. And she had a great role, you know, in the last 10 minutes. Well, we thought it was going to be the last 10 minutes, but there was 7 minutes of injury time played. So she played a little bit longer than we had anticipated.
And I know managers are low or single out players, but Gerly McLaughlin scored, what, 4-12 out of 4-17?
Yeah, she did indeed, you know. And, you know, I have to say, like, I mean, she is something special. I was, when I was managing the Donegal ladies team, like, I mean, 5 years ago, Geraldine was obviously part of that panel, and, you know, I'd known Geraldine for that length of time, and she is something special. But I was looking back there today on some of the video highlights, and, you know, the service she got from everybody else, you know, was unbelievable for her scores. You know, looking back today, and you're looking at the way that you don't see it in the heated battle, but when you look back on it and the way they play the ball to her and set her up, and, you know, the way she sets herself up is just something. She's something special, all right.
I'm sure this is important, college.
Oh, it is, and very, very important. You know, like, I mean, like I say, I was looking back on the video today, and then I just had a quick look at the hits that it had, and it had 6,000 hits there about an hour ago. And, you know, that's a great positive for the college, for ladies football in the college. You know, with the School of Nursing, there are quite a number of other ladies that are in that School of Nursing in the college that unfortunately weren't able to get out to us this year. But hopefully now we'll get some more, we'll attract some more girls into this college. You know, the success hopefully will attract more, because the courses with the sports, the computers, the business, the nursing, the food science, you know, there's such an array of courses available to the students. So you know, hopefully with this bit of recognition now, it'll attract more ladies.
And tell me, Eamon, at what grade is it? It's not the top grade, is it?
No, it's the third tier. It's the Donaghy Cup. But, you know, anybody like who was at the game yesterday remarked how the standard was so good. You know, our opposition, Blanchardstown, they had Tyrone County players, the Dublin County players playing. You know, so it's a very high standard. And I suppose yesterday we were very fortunate enough that the weather in Dublin was fantastic, and probably one of the best days we've had all year, and it lent a very good, entertaining football.
And does that mean you're up a division next year?
Yeah, well, you know, the option is there. We'll sit down ourselves and we'll review it, you know, and within the student services, Paddy Gallagher and myself and the selectors and a couple more in the college, and we'll sit down and review it. And, you know, we were very fortunate this year that, you know, with the students that came in, that we were able to, you know, compete at that. Can we sustain that or can we go even higher, which I'd like to do? We'll just, you know, we'll look at that as the summer goes on. But, it's an option open to us, all right.
And is that the season over now?
Yeah, that's the season over, Tom. All the students, including the ladies' team, I don't know what they're doing today, to be honest, but the heads are down now. The exams start on the 11th of May, so they have to put their heads down, and that's the most important thing at the end of the day, is that especially the girls in their final year, you know, there's four or five of them there in their degree year, so, you know, it'd be a shame now if they couldn't cap it off with good results.
Eamon, look, thank you for joining us, and congratulations once again.
Thanks a million, Tom.
Eamon O'Boyle there, manager of the LYIT Letterkenny IT Ladies Gaelic football team that won that Donaghy Cup yesterday, beating Blanchardstown or IT in the final in UCD. Gerly McLaughlin scoring 4-12. Eamon McCrory scored 2 points in that game as well. So obviously congratulations again all round. And I know Anthony Harkin is my special guest here tonight. He's the Donegal coaching officer. And I know it's part of maybe your remiss as well, Anthony. I'm sure it's a boost for football in general in the county, because Donegal GAA now have a link and an association with the IT.
Yeah, Donegal GAA in recent times now have a link in with LYIT, and we will be taking our development squads in there, and they'll be assessed, and there'll be programmes and all run out for them. Carl Lacey's in working in LYIT, so we have a link with him. And LYIT will be also working with the minor team in terms of GPS and so on and so forth. So I would always have an interest in third level education football, because I was lucky enough to be on a successful team, and would have been successful at Ryan Cup level and Hodges Fidges level and Freshers level when I was playing myself. So
I think you won a Sigerson, did you, in All Ireland College, club, was it?
We won an All Ireland club as
with
well.
With Cumann College at the time, which is now Limerick, or University of Limerick.
University of Limerick, yeah.
That was a pretty famous team. There was a lot of big names in that team.
There was a lot of big names in the team when we were successful, but I suppose when we started out and won a competition where nobody knew much about us, and then
drop a few names.
Well, we had a lot of good players there. Michael Houston from Donegal was one of our players. Pat Splann, Mick Splann, Brian Talty, Declan Smith.
Yeah.
All those sort of.
Brian Mullins, was he?
Brian Mullins was ahead of us. Now, he didn't play in that team. Fran Ryder didn't play in that team. He was ahead of us. Jimmy Deanan was ahead of us. Johnny Tobin was ahead of us. There was a lot of good GAA footballers around even before that team came into being. But we gelled as a team as well, and we're very successful.
Tato Agaista Cleishan Clark, come on, Luke Lescale, Shakhtan, Ashala, me, Tom Comack. My special guest in studio tonight is Donegal coaching officer Anthony Harkin. And of course, Anthony, no stranger to followers of the game in the county as well. He was the trainer of the team and coached the team that won that first All Ireland in 1992, one of Brian McInniff's backroom team. And as we heard there, of course, an All Ireland club winner with Thomas College himself. Anthony, coaching officer, maybe just before we talk to you about about what's happening on the coaching front in Donegal, maybe just give it a little rundown on what your role and your remit.
I suppose my role really is to give every player in Donegal an opportunity to play football and to play it to the best of their ability at both club and county level. and I'm involved really at youth board level with Mick McGrath and a number of others, with the Southern Board, Northern Board and his own board, and trying to provide a schedule of games for players. And then we're looking then at a higher level then with development squads. We're looking at primary school. There's a whole range of different things. I suppose if I look at a number of different areas that I work in.
Yeah, tell us what's happening at the moment.
Well, this year, for example, there's 38 cool camps planned now for the summertime. That involves mostly primary school children. We have a primary school skills competition coming up again this year. We have it every year. That's really run out by our full-time coaches. And then each club works within the club, and they select a player for the skills, and then they go forward to a county final. And we have one player from every club at a county final, usually in McCool Park and Ballymafay. We've also run a number of Easter camps this year, and we've helped out the clubs with Easter camps. We've run 12 this year. And our full-time coaches help out with that. And I would like to encourage more clubs to get involved at Easter, because Easter's quite a long time. This year it was over 2 weeks, and it's an opportunity for clubs maybe to get their young players started off the year. I'm also involved in coach education. I've been a tutor for many years and been involved in coach education with Ulster. And we have run quite a number of coaching courses every year, Award 1, Foundation Award 1, Award 2, and we even run management courses in football. We also run Award 1 and Foundation in hurling. And then I would be involved with development squads. We have 13 development squads in total.
That's between hurling and football.
That's between hurling and football, yeah. Just a quick rundown of them. We have an under-17 development squad that play in the Jim McGuigan Cup. It's changed this year. It's Minerna and the Minor this year. And it's been in existence for 4 years, and we've won the cup 3 years out of four. And we're in the semi-final on Saturday, and we'd like to wish the boys all the best of luck in that against Monaghan. We have an under-16 then development squad under that. Luke Gavigan's the manager of that. And they're playing Roscommon this Sunday in a challenge game, and they've been working together for the last number of weeks. And then they have to play in the first round of the Buncrana Cup Blitz. It's in Ballyshannon this year on May the 5th. So they'll be playing Tyrone for Mana in that competition. And if successful, then they go on to the semi-finals. And if they're unsuccessful in that, they play the other teams to take out a fourth semi-finalist for the Buncrana Cup later on in the year towards the end of August. Our under 15 teams are up and running at the moment. Due to the weather, we only got the East out last weekend, and I think Eudora out tonight in the northwest. But we're hoping to have all five out now next weekend and run a couple of training sessions, and then we hope to bring them all in for the county blitz. Last year we didn't get the under 14 blitz played due to the weather at the end of the year, so we're hoping to run that blitz off and select a Donegal North and a Donegal South to compete in Ulster in the development squads. And we also have an under 14 development squads, one in each region in the county. So we select players from each region, and we take them, those five teams, up to Ulster. Many other counties would have maybe one or two teams in Ulster, but we bring five teams in Ulster to compete in the blitzes up there. And then in hurling, we have the under 17 development squad team, which play in the Celtic Cup there. They played Tyrone, Antrim, Armagh and Derry recently. It's a new national competition that's taken place. And we have development squads at 14, 15, 16, and they play in national blitzes. The only part of the problem with the hurling is we have to travel to get decent opposition down the country. So even with travelling last year, one of our teams did really well and got to the final of the competition. We were beaten by the home team. And I suppose all these development squads couldn't take place without the wonderful work of the voluntary coaches. And I'd like to thank them all for all their effort, the ones that are working there at present and the ones that indeed have worked in the past. And indeed to thank all the schools and the clubs. Without the clubs and out there, help the clubs support us for the development squads, and they provide pitches, and schools provide pitches too for regional training sessions and so on and so forth.
It must take an awful lot of coaches to run all these development squads, and you know you said 39 teams?
There are 13 teams. I was just counting them up today. We have 65 coaches working this year on a voluntary basis with different teams in hurling and football. And they give all their time freely, and without their help and without the help of the clubs, it wouldn't be possible.
And a lot of these coaches now are highly qualified.
Yeah, you see, when I came into the position, first of all, my aim was to get to run coaching courses for these coaches. And probably last year we ran more coaching courses in Donegal than the whole of the rest of Ulster put together, because I feel that coach education, while it's a great help to the coaches, because they can work together, they can learn of each other, they might learn more from each other on the course than they would maybe from the tutors. So we run a lot of courses, and they are all very highly qualified. Most of the people working with development squads would be Award 2, some of them Award 1, but vast majority would be Award 2, and some would even have management courses done.
Yeah, so obviously a lot of people, a lot of work and a lot of effort. And tell me, this, you, I stopped you there. You were talking about primary schools, were you?
I was talking, well, I was going to talk about player welfare. We also run player welfare seminars. Mick McGrath and Gary Duffy, our children's officers, work with the players. And we bring them in and talk to parents and explain to them what's happening. And we work with them. Indeed, we get a lot of support from parents too in bringing the players to regional centres for under-15s and under-14 teams. Then when we get to 16, 17, we transport them into to central venues. In relation to primary schools, we ran a review last year and we saw that there was a need for extra coaches. And I got some money from Croke Park and we went to the Ulster Council. The chairman, Sean Dunyan, and myself went to the Ulster Council and we put our plan in place. And they supported us there and they've also given us money towards making our part-time coaches full-time. And I went to the county committee meeting and indeed the club supported me also. So all the clubs are putting money into this coaching initiative.
And many full-time coaches now, are many coaches are employed by the county board?
At the present we have 9, but we will have 10 full-time coaches. That includes our games manager, Mick Murphy, who's over all the coaches and does a huge amount of work, more work than anybody realises there behind the scenes.
And they're 5 days a week.
The coaches are all 5 days a week. Yeah, they're working in different regions in the county. We have one coach in every region in the county, and we have Marty McGrath working now exclusively with hurling to try and support the hurling clubs to go into the primary schools in the hurling club regions. And also Brian Roper is also doing some work with hurling as part of his remit, as his position. He will also help out particularly in the south of the county with the hurling and help.
Well, that's a huge improvement, isn't it, in numbers compared to some years ago, because as you notice, the bane of F clubs' lives, that they were getting no support at all or very little.
Yeah, clubs were getting very little support, and part of this new initiative also is that part of their hours, that coaches are the full-time coaches hours, they have to go into the clubs also and link in with the clubs. So if a coach is working in a school, he has to go into the club now also and spend some of his time and take the under-8s, under-10s, under-12 managers and run them through a session or two and try and bring the children in the primary school into the club. Because we did discover that we were doing a lot of coaching in primary schools and they weren't going to the clubs at all. We found one or two particular schools, there was huge numbers in the primary school and very small numbers went to the clubs. So we felt that we need a link now between the primary school and the club.
Mm. And tell me then, second level schools, is that a different issue? I know from listening at county board meetings, it's the one area that maybe it was felt we were weak in.
Yeah, the whole area of secondary schools, we brought our GPO, Paddy Higgerty, into the secondary school this year as a new initiative and took him out of the primary schools because we felt that there was no point in working in 170 plus primary schools and then having nothing at all in the secondary schools. So we have a couple of new programmes in place this year. One is Super Games, where he's going in and working with first years in the secondary schools. He's also, we're hoping now later on in the year to get him to do something with transition years, because we have a problem with refereeing in the county, and I know our referees administrator has made a few attempts there to run a few courses, but I'm hoping to look at transition year in secondary schools and get Paddy Higgerty to run out a programme in the secondary schools with transition years to develop young whistlers, so that those young whistlers then can go back into the clubs and referee go games maybe at under-8 and under-10 level. And maybe out of that, hopefully in the future, we might get one or two referees. I mean, we all complain about referees, and probably I'm as bad as anybody giving out about referees.
Yeah, who hasn't?
And the, you know,
I've seen referees at games complaining about referees.
Yeah, but we don't, it's no point complaining. Let's try and do something to improve the situation. And there are many young fellas in clubs who might never make footballers, but they may be interested in refereeing. Who knows? Let's give them the opportunity to try, and maybe we can develop one or two new referees. If we get one or two referees out of the programme, then so be it. It'd be great to see it.
Big changes, Anthony, because I know, was it maybe what, 5, 6, 7 years ago, maybe, I know there was Martin McHugh was critical in the Star, and it got big headlines at the time about the lack of coaches, and I'm not sure if it coincided with the upsurge in the games, and I know Jim McGuinness has quite a lot to do with that as well, but certainly things have come on in leaps and bounds in recent years. We've seen that we're going for a third Ulster Minor League. We've won a Ulster Minor. We probably maybe a little disappointed with around the 21s this year, and have big hopes on the minors.
Well, yeah, we're always trying to develop our players. If success comes, then it's wonderful. We won a couple of Buncrana Cups a number of years ago, and we won the last 3 Jim McGuigan Cups, and as you say, a couple of minor leagues. And I believe it's the way forward to work with the players up along the line. We have coaches working all the time. We have full-time coaches working in primary schools. We have our games manager, McMurphy, I say, overlooking the whole thing. And we have Paddy Higgerty now working in the secondary schools. I would like to get a bit more work in the secondary schools because we have 22 secondary schools in Donegal. And while some schools are doing wonderful work, other schools are not doing as much work as we would like.
Mm.
And with the cutbacks with teachers and with all the problems there, it's difficult.
Pressure's on timetables, though, well, I'm sure is a difficult.
Pressure's on timetables. Pressures on teachers to do different things, and it's hard to get teachers to work now in the secondary schools. So there are a number of secondary schools who have really dedicated teachers who have been working for years and working at Gaelic Games for years, and we can't thank them enough. But I would like to try and put one or two coaches, full time coaches, in to try and help them, to encourage them, to give them a wee bit of help.
Yeah, thank you, Glen Clark, and Luke Clasgale, and a shock to the show. My special guest tonight is Anthony Harkin, the Donegal coaching officer, and we're coming to the end of the programme. And going forward, any big plans, any major plans, or?
Well, I think to continue what we're doing, that'll be it'll not be easy because we've set up a huge programme there. I mean, we've 65 coaches working with all our development squad, and to continue that into the future, I think that is to do that, we'll get success. It mightn't be in terms of winning individual competition, but I think our main aim is to supply players for our under 21s and our senior teams, and if some success comes along the way, so be it. Players are getting used to winning. They're getting used to being looked after very well in a professional way. Even our amateur coaches are well qualified, and they work really hard, and they give good sessions to the players, and I think the players are benefiting from it. And when you have 100, it was 2 years ago, we had 120 plus players turning up to try and get in a county under 16 team. It shows you the interest in the county, and it shows that players are really interested in getting on the team.
Yeah, and I know, as we said, I know you're kind of involved in the background, back in the background with this year's minor team. You know, seems to have a good minor team.
Well, we've played a number of games and won them, and we've lost one. We lost to Tyrone. So look, we're working at it. We've worked hard all year. Neely Byrne, who does a huge amount of work there with the development with the school in Carrick's, and helping us. John Paul Barr is the manager. We have Noel Keaveney working hard there, and you know, we'll do our best. No Donegal team has won in All Ireland in 80 plus years. We have won very few Ulster titles, so. The omens are against us, but then again, when I came in 92, we hadn't won an All-Ireland Senior in 108 years. So.
Well, hopefully you bring the Midas touch. Look at, thank you, Anthony, for joining us tonight. And again, my congratulations to Loretta Community School in Milford today on winning the Corn MacNasa, wasn't it, Jenny?
Yes, that's right.
Corn MacNasa, a first ever success, and another, shall we say, breakthrough in Donegal football. And remember, of course, St. Junan's College under 15 and a half are through to the Trainer Cup semi-final after a big victory today as well. They defeated Lismore Knock from Belfast 5-19 to 1-2, and of course we heard earlier from Geraldine McLaughlin, the captain of the Letterkenny IT team, who won the Donaghy Cup yesterday, beating IT Blanchardstown in that third level colleges final up in UCD. And of course we heard from their manager Eamon O'Boyle as well. My thanks, as I said, tonight to Anthony Harkin, and also my thanks to Geraldine McLaughlin and to Eamon O'Boyle, and my thanks to Jimmy Stafford on sound. Until next week, of course, a busy programme of club games coming up this weekend. Donegal defeated last week, so the slate is clean now for Donegal club league football action to continue this weekend. A full round of programme games, we'll have more about those on Saturday Sport. But from me, Tom Comick, until Seachtain Jogan, Sláinte Agus Beannacht.